Let's start with the Katy Trail photo contest, if that's okay. Tell us what that's all about.
Okay, well, next year, 2015, is the 25th anniversary of the Katy Trail. And so we thought this would be a good way to, ask those that are walking the Katy Trail this year to help us take photographs that could be used for an exhibit during next year, the 25th anniversary, and or to help create a merchandise line or souvenir item to help commemorate the 25th anniversary.
What a neat idea. So what are the rules, or is there an entry fee or anything like that?
There is no entry fee. Photos can be emailed to our email address, which is katydepotsedalia@gmail.com. There is information on our website about the specifics on the photos, but we're interested in kind of anything of interest taken along any part of the trail, and the photos will be judged and prizes will be given, and the photos will be on exhibit probably pretty much through the trail season of next year, which is April through October.
Very good. And that entry deadline is November 1st, if I'm correct.
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Very good. Okay. One more event to cover coming up on August 1st, the Unsinkable Molly Brown. Tell me what that program's all about.
Well, the First Friday Happy Hour is sponsored by Friends of the Katy Depot, specifically Joe Fisher, who is a member of the Sedalia Heritage Foundation Board. It is a free event open to the public, and it's just an opportunity for friends to get together, socialize. There's beverages and hors d'oeuvres, and then we bring in a guest speaker. And it happens the first Friday of each month during the remainder of 2014. And most of the presenters are character actors, and they portray someone from, our history. We've had Thomas Jefferson, we've had Harry Truman. In August, it's going to be the Unsinkable Molly Brown. The lady that portrays her is from Hannibal and is connected with the Missouri Humanities Council Speakers Bureau. So we're very excited to have her come and introduce Molly to us.
That's very exciting. Very good. And people don't need to make reservations or anything like that, or do they have to?
We encourage reservations because we have, limited space. And, we can seat about 125 people. And so to make sure you've got a seat, we ask for reservations.
Absolutely.
And that number would be 660-826-2932.
Perfect. Well, Debbie, we've covered a lot of information. Anything going on there at the depot right now that we haven't covered that you would like to talk about, or anything else you'd like to add?
Well, our feature exhibit, because the depot is a historic site, we interpret the building as such through a permanent exhibit. But there's also an annual exhibit each year, and this year it is Clickety Clack on the Railroad Track, and it's toy trains. And Terry and Bill Fowler, who are other friends of the Katy Depot, are responsible for all the research and the hard work of putting that together. But it's just a fun exhibit, not only for kids, but for adults who love trains, too. And so that will be on display through mid-December.
And what are the hours that people can come in and see that? And or is there a fee to view that exhibit?
Hours are 9 to 4, Monday through Saturday. And we ask for $1 donation for adults. Kids are free. We also offer guided tours of the building upon reservation. We need to make sure we have a tour guide here. But there are two levels of guided tours. One is a half an hour tour for $3, and one is an hour tour for $5 that includes a souvenir booklet.
Very good. And I want to ask you just specifically about that Clickety Clack exhibit. How big is the exhibit? What can we expect to see?
Well, for those that have not visited the depot, when you get into our exhibit gallery, the exhibit cases are scale models of different buildings that were historic. And they are historic in nature to Sedalia's heritage. And so within those buildings, a portion of those represent the permanent exhibit, but the buildings also have like a window. And in the windows is where the annual exhibit goes. So there are 11 cases to the exhibit.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you, Debbie, for your time today. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Not a problem. Just one more question.